And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about them, about this, what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder if you have a mental list of people that you would like to entertain or invite to your home. There are those that you might not like to invite, but perhaps there are those that you would especially like to invite. Here, as we celebrate that first Christmas, we find God doesn't have a list of favourites, doesn't have a list of inners and outers, people to invite and people to shun. And we see this when an angel appears to shepherds. Shepherds of all people. You know, a shepherd is a person whose job it is to take care of sheep, move them from one place to another. A sheep herder. Men usually became shepherds because they couldn't find any other way to support themselves, certainly not out of a desire to protect cute little sheep. In the first century, shepherding had lost its standing. And shepherds were one of the lowest class of people, just ahead of lepers. Shepherds were borderline social outcasts. They were constantly on the move to find feed for their flocks. They were looked at with suspicion, often accused of stealing. And they couldn't even give testimony in a court. They weren't considered trustworthy. They didn't connect with others. There was little contact with other people as they were with their sheep 24/7. And they worked all night, every night. They were likely to be wild, smelly men and have little in common with the Christmas card shepherds that we so commonly see. So the angel comes and says to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The shepherds know that in hearing the news, they are very close to God. The good news is actually for them. They're on the invite list. They're invited to connect with the Most High God. Now we hear that these shepherds were living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel interrupts their night shift. And it's scandalous that the humble shepherds, the men at the bottom of the social ladder, get to hear about the birth of the baby that changed the world forever, that interrupted the world as we know it. Unexpectedly and intrusively, God's messenger, the angel, appeared, and at first they were terrified. apparently they weren't waiting or praying for a message from an angel. In the context of the day that this was written, the shepherds would have been understood as representatives of ordinary people. Although there's also some thought that the shepherds would have been taken to represent the marginalised or the outsiders, the sort of people that Jesus often associated with in his ministry. The news is not just for them. The angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." For all the people. That includes us. How does this news relate to us? Christmas Eve is this liminal time. We cross over from Advent, a time of preparation, to a time of thankful receiving. How do we process this news? What does it mean concretely in our own lives to receive this gift? Baby Jesus wasn't born in a palace, but was placed in a feed trough, a manger. This is the surprising news of God's incarnation, God becoming flesh. There's a sense of exclusion here. There was no room for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. I wonder how many of us have felt excluded at times, like we don't count or we don't matter. The very nature of the first Christmas, it's about things unexpected. Christ arrives in a manger. You know, too often people think that God won't speak to them because they don't go to church, because they're aware of the stuff in their lives, their separation from God or others, or because they think their lives are less than holy. But God arrives with flesh on, in the form of a baby in a manger, unexpectedly. The angel came to tell the shepherds specifically. By appearing to the shepherds, God shows God's willingness to appear to anyone who will listen. Scholars believe that the shepherds may reflect Luke's particular care for the poor, the marginalized and the outcast, the excluded ones. The newborn king this night has brought peace to all humankind, to men and women, children, but especially to the poor. So the appearance of Jesus went unnoticed by so many, but the shepherds noticed. And just as the angel came to the shepherds in their ordinary daily lives, so God comes to us in the same way. Christmas interrupts us. Christmas comes ready or not. Many things change around us, but one thing stays the same, the unchanging love of God, the good news that sustains us. And we have the privilege of connecting with Christmas through the birth of a baby. We can connect with God and connect with others. We don't need to be afraid, because this is good news of great joy for all the people. And we remember that God invited humble shepherds to be a part of the Christmas story forever. And it's a reminder to us to remember those who are outcasts, the poor and the marginalized. Perhaps we need to relook at our invite list through God's eyes. And we have the opportunity today to give to the Christmas bowl in envelopes, in a retiring offering at the back as we leave, or online. It's one of the ways that we can share joy of Christmas with brothers and sisters in urgent need. Some of us are giving virtual gifts at Christmas, things like veggie gardens and teacher training and health and nutrition and adult literacy, or giving to the bushfire appeal. And part of our response to Christmas is to remember those who struggle, those without. Christmas disrupts us, and it should. It disrupts our daily life. The birth of the baby that changed the world forever changes our lives forever. And although the shepherds were terrified when the angel first appeared, they were immediately obedient. They go to the birthplace and faithfully report what they've witnessed. So as we connect with Christmas and connect with hope and peace and joy and love, may we be faithful witnesses to the amazements of God's incarnation, God becoming flesh, coming into the neighbourhood, into our lives and into our stories. And we don't need to be afraid as we connect with Christmas, as we connect with God, as we connect with each other, and as we connect with hope, peace, joy, and love. Let's pray together. Loving God, what a privilege it is to connect with Christmas through connecting with you and connecting with hope, peace, joy, and love, and connecting with others. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, born as a baby in the most humble way. Thank you for the wonder of this story. Lord Jesus, as we remember you coming in flesh as a baby, we worship you. You have changed our lives forever. Thank you for the hope, peace, joy, and love we can experience at this Christmas time and every day. I'm sorry for when we forget you, when we separate ourselves from you or from others. And thank you that through your death on the cross for us, these things, our sins are forgiven. Holy Spirit, help us to allow the wonder of Christmas to disrupt our daily lives, to invite all those you put on our hearts to connect, truly connect with others. And help us to connect with the wonder of Christmas every day through connecting with God tonight, tomorrow, and each day. Amen.